Zondervan presents Jacob's Way by Gilbert Morris, read by Judith West. Prologue. Far below lay the frozen earth, but the Greylag Goose had lost all sense of time and place. Overhead, the witless stare of the opaque sun flickered into nothingness, rimming the abyss of the printless earth beneath. Somewhere, deep in the ancestral memory of the faltering Greylag, all that remained was a dim instinct that kept the mighty wings beating the frozen air. The piercing cold and the biting wind that drove sharp fragments of frozen mist into the bird's remaining eye had drained him of all but a blind obedience. Once there had been warmth and food and communion with his kind. All of that was but a flicker of a memory now, but it was enough to drive the goose forward in an erratic flight toward the south. A thin sheen of ice covering his feathers pulled the Greylag earthward. The feeble rays of early dawn revealed the broad silvery zone of his upper wing, and the feather strips along the series of thin white transverse stripes. The black tail made a startling contrast with the white rump and the gray-brown upper body. The beak was pink, with a whitish hook. And as the lungs strained, the beak gaped open, taking in frozen air and fine particles of ice. A primal and feeble memory came to the bird of the time before he had been shot.